This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As President Trump's lawyers began his defense in the Senate today, the president himself has been at the aforementioned World Economic Forum talking not climate change, but his record on this economy, which he says has juiced the stock market and created a windfall for American workers, especially in the blue-collar economy. But as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams explains, labor market definitions, they matter.
President Trump's speech to the crowd at Davos in some ways mirrors his campaign speeches, highlighting a portion of the economy that includes some of his strongest supporters.
Celebrating the dignity of work is a fundamental pillar of our agenda. This is a blue-collar boom.
Is it, though? If blue-collar means manufacturing, not so much. Anthony Carnevale is director of the Center on Education and the Workforce at Georgetown.
In 1980, we had 30% of the jobs in the American economy were on the factory floor, and that's now dropped to 9%.
And the recent trade war hasn't helped things. The Federal Reserve said the manufacturing sector was actually in a minor recession in 2019. But the president is right. The economy has been growing.
What he's really talking about is expansion in the service economy below the college level, not really expansion in manufacturing or production work.
A generous definition of a blue-collar worker, but inclusive of a lot of the country's recent job growth. Kate Bonn is director of labor market policy at the Washington Center for Equitable Growth.
Where we're seeing the most growth continues to be in education, in healthcare, and in leisure and hospitality, which has jobs across the income spectrum.
And even though it took almost a decade of economic recovery, low-wage workers are starting to see some raises. Adam Michel is a senior policy analyst at the Heritage Foundation.
The people earning about $12 an hour have seen wage growth of about 7% over the last year, which is more than double the economy-wide average.
Giving President Trump something to brag about at Davos. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.